Has anybody heard of a little guy by the name of Zacchaeus? Any of you heard of Zacchaeus? He climbed a tree, you might remember. Yeah. So some of you have heard of him. Maybe I shouldn't try to say anything, but I want us to take a look at Zacchaeus, but I want us to look at Zacchaeus in a little different way than maybe you have seen him before. And I think if we look at him in a little different, we get out of the box a little bit. I really think his life and his story and his relationship to Jesus can say something, at least to me, I know, and hopefully to you. Let me read the story. Some of you may know it well, but let me read it to you. It's from Luke chapter 19, the first 10 verses. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was one of the most influential people in the Roman tax collecting business. He had become very wealthy. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowds. And so he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore tree beside the road so he could get a watch from there. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said quickly, "come down, for I must be a guest at your house today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his home in great excitement and joy. But the crowds were disappointed, displeased, angered. "He's gone to be a guest of a notorious sinner." Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "I will give half of my wealth to the poor. And if I have ever overcharged anyone for taxes, I will give back four times that amount." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a son of Abraham. And I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and to save those like him who are lost." Amen, and thanks be to God's word.